I saw an article today, and I wanted to send it to you. I'm sure you already saw it, about what's his name, .com. He literally got an apology, right, from the government there because they, you know, they violated every human right that could possibly violate.
Well, here's the deal. The Prime Minister of New Zealand, John Key, who's an ex-Federal Reserve banker from Wall Street, he was 2 years in charge of the European bond and derivatives trade, is so trusted by the U.S. government that during QE2, I think it was last year or so, when he made a trip to the northern part of San Francisco, California, exactly around the same time that Bohemian Grove was in session,
He also flew
to Washington because Tim Geithner and Ben Bernanke wanted to ask him questions about how to save the U.S. economy, okay? That's how trusted in the evil financial sector the Prime Minister John Key is, okay? Now, what they're saying is that the FBI came into New Zealand without jurisdiction of any kind, demanded, not asked, but demanded that our spy agencies assist them in their investigations of this man, MrKim.com, who incidentally had just started up a program to give music artists, large and small, the ability to upload entire albums for a fraction of the cost of studio time, and also take a large, substantial cut, upwards of 60%, which normal studios would give you maybe 1%, 2% for their record artists. And he was getting the Black Eyed Peas and a number of other top A-list bands that were going to start selling and uploading their albums to Mega Upload exclusively and destroy, in my opinion, much of the apparatus and the scumbaggery that the music industry holds over artists when they finance studio time. Because
right.
Most people don't realize that when you say, I got a record contract, they're giving me all this money and they're giving me all these tickets and everything, most of them don't realize that most of the music producers actually come from the finance sector. And when they're giving you this money, what they've done is actually created an account in your name that is all debt. So if you don't turn all of those tickets and all of that networking opportunity, all of those gigs, all of those equipment, all of that studio time into a profit for them, you then have to pay it back. This is what people don't get about the music industry and how tightly controlled it is. Kim.com threatened that, and so, as I said before, FBI comes in, orders us around. The intelligence agency, which is under the direct control of the Prime Minister, and a Prime Minister has to be given his personal permission to go over the top of it, mm-hmm. and he's saying that they spied on him illegally and that the Prime Minister didn't know, but that was in the first day, and in the second day he said, yes, well, he did know and he lied, okay? So this is what we've got here. You have a one-step, two-step, three-step program whereby you deny all knowledge, then you say, well, I should have known, but I didn't. And then you say, yes, I did know. And by the time it gets to that third stage, people's energy and anger has been worn out by the first two stages of denial.
Yeah.
And guess who's being impeached? Nobody.
Right, right.
Guess who's going to jail for a dereliction of their duty and fiduciary responsibility to the people of New Zealand and our freedoms and rights? Nobody.
Nobody. Nobody. It's the exact same here. You know, it's better to ask for forgiveness than permission. So just go ahead and do it. Trample all over your rights as a sovereign individual, and then, you know, dictate some law down the road that makes it okay to do what you just did, which in our case would be completely and totally unconstitutional. But Kim.com, I mean, they wiped him out. They took everything, right? They took everything and destroyed him in the press. It was international news. Right? It was everywhere that this guy, all the horrible things he'd done, stealing all this music, and he's just a scumbag, this, that, and the other. So no matter what they say now, a year after the fact, he's destroyed.
That's right. You can take as long as you want, forging a reputation. And the New World Order media apparatus can destroy whatever you've built with lies and nothing instantly, and you will never get it back.
Yeah.
That's the power that they have here. This is why I believe the truth movement itself needs to stand behind Kim.com. Now, I must say, Charlie, though, that said, I have attempted to send him interview requests through his Twitter, through his Facebook, through his website, through his YouTube channel, through every which possible medium that I have access to, including other people in the UK who say that they know him and will ask him for me and things like that. I have gotten nothing. So I'm acting under the assumption that he's incredibly, incredibly busy. And the only times where you see Kim.com in an interview is mainstream news, right?
Well,
and I think this might be a bit of a mistake on his part to only restrict his airtime to mainstream news, because everybody, no matter how good the interviewer on mainstream news, is edited. I believe that being on live radio, being on an hour or two long YouTube clip where you are unedited, uncensored, and can tell the truth, the whole truth, and the complexity of it all, that is the thing that truly solidifies your story and the case for justice.
I
not 15 minutes or 15 seconds of fame.
It's going to get spun pre-interview and post-interview. And in the case of Kim.com going against, you know, the big record, the recording industry, you're right. It'll be edited from soup to nuts. And I'm sure, look, this guy had gun-toting feds taking over his property, taking everything he had.
They had been visited the day before, Charlie, by a blue uniformed officer who came into the house, who said, yes, welcome on into the house, have a look around. Here are our servers, these are our weapons lockers and things like that. All the firearms are legal. We've got registered licenses on all of them. We go around to shooting ranges sometimes and things like this. This is my safe room. These are our security protocols and what have you. Gave them the grand tour.
Right.
And then, of course, the next day, 70 police officers descend on him, guns drawn. When he would have opened the door for just one of them and given them everything they wanted.
And of course,
this was terrorism, Charlie.
Absolutely.
Okay?
Absolutely.
The definition of terrorism is a, in fact, a system of government. Communism's a system of government. Capitalism's a system of government. Terrorism is also a system of government. And it's defined by using coercive and terroristic tactics to inspire fear in your citizens so that they will behave the way they want you to. Think about your own country. Are we in one of those now?
I couldn't end the program better if I want to, Vinny Eastwood, and you're absolutely 100% right. The planet is governed by crisis, governed by terrorism. If we live in fear of opening our mouths, we are under terror, period, plain and simple. Vinny Eastwood.
Now, last thing, bear in mind, be aware of it, but shed your fear of it. I'm Vinny Eastwood from the VinnyEastwoodShow.com, and I'm on 5 days a week, right before Charlie's show. And Charlie, love you to death, man. Can't wait to do it again.
No doubt. I want to get on your program early next week if possible. I'll message you about that after the program. Hey, guys, please enjoy Jeff Rins because he is coming up next. Tomorrow night will be Karen's Corner. She's got a great lineup for you. Please support her. Get into that chat room and participate in the program tomorrow night. Again, have a good night. Jeff Rins next. Peace.